This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We're in that moment of suspense between what we know happened on world markets and what happens next. American stock markets open this morning for the first time since Friday.
Since the last trade in New York, the financial picture has grown worse. Markets have fallen for two straight days from Tokyo to Bombay to Western Europe. They're affected by grim news of the U.S. economy.
Presidential candidates are debating who is best prepared to improve the economy. Three Democratic contenders met last night in South Carolina, and NPR's Audie Cornish was there.
U.S. stock markets were closed for the holiday, but the plunge in international markets and the anticipated American recession gave this debate a solemn tone at the outset. Here's Senator Barack Obama.
Now you've got the European markets drop 5%. The expectation is that the Dow Jones tomorrow may do the same. We could be sliding into an extraordinary recession unless we stimulate the economy immediately.
Obama, Senator Hillary Clinton, and former Senator John Edwards each offered economic stimulus plans, with Edwards proposing the 30-day creation of so-called green-collar jobs, and Clinton citing her proposal to call a 90-day moratorium on home foreclosures. But things deteriorated when Clinton's criticism over the true cost of Obama's fiscal policies became an attack on what she called his praise for Republican Party ideas.
You talked about Ronald Reagan being a transformative political leader. I did not mention his name.
Your husband did.
Well, I'm here. He's not.
Okay, well, I can't tell who I'm running against sometimes.
For weeks, Obama has contended former President Bill Clinton has been distorting his record on the campaign trail. While Obama complained of similar treatment last night, Senator Clinton was, if anything, more aggressive than ever before.
I was fighting against those ideas when you were practicing law and representing your contributor, Resco, in his slum landlord business in inner city Chicago.
Obama denied little more than a passing connection to the Chicago businessman in question, but the pair went on like this for several minutes before John Edwards seized the moment.
What I want to say first is, are there three people in this debate, not two?
In past debates, Edwards has aligned himself with Obama as a so-called agent of change against Clinton. But this time, he took advantage of the bickering frontrunners.
This kind of squabbling, how many children is this going to get health care? How many people are going to get an education from this? How many kids are going to be able to go to college because of this?
Edwards also joined with Clinton in attacking Obama's voting record in the Illinois Senate and his ability to take the heat.
The question is, why would you over 100 times vote present?
John,
I mean, every one of us, you've criticized Hillary, you've criticized me for our votes. We cast hundreds and hundreds of votes. What you're criticizing her for, by the way, you've done to us.
When the conversation veered back onto the issues, health care drew one of the more impassioned arguments from Clinton.
I think that the whole idea of universal health care is such a core Democratic principle that I am willing to go to the mat for it.
Similarly, Barack Obama was forceful over the issue of how soon and what approach to take in any plans to withdraw from the war in Iraq, a war he called financially unsustainable.
We will have spent $2 trillion, at least, it's estimated, by the time this whole thing is over. That's enough to have rebuilt every road, bridge, hospital, school in America, and still have money left over.
The second half of the event was a love-in compared to the first hour. Side by side in comfy red swivel chairs, the candidates talked about race and gender. Obama appealed to end the rhetoric he says could make the contest racially polarizing. He also managed to make light of a question about Bill Clinton being the so-called first black president.
I would have to, you know, investigate more, you know, Bill's dancing abilities and, you know, some of this other stuff before I accurately judged whether he was in fact a brother.
It didn't end with a group hug, but the three wound up agreeing their top priority was to unite the party and defeat the man they all seemed to think was the strongest Republican in the field, Senator John McCain. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Myrtle Beach.